Hey guys, and welcome to The Confidence Boost, the twice weekly pep rally to help boost your business esteem. I'm your host, Brandy Riley. Do you guys have a good support system? I am very fortunate to say that I do. My husband, my in-laws, my brother, my sister, they are all very supportive of me and helpful when I need anything from a financial investment or a babysitter or support in any kind of way in my business. I'm very grateful for them. They don't necessarily get exactly what it is that I'm doing. They don't understand it. It's not something that they ask a ton of questions about, but they do support me. I want to talk about that today because I think that very frequently in digital businesses, entrepreneurs, women especially, we kind of feel like we're not getting the support that we need to be able to thrive. And I see it all the time where folks are getting support, but because it doesn't look the way that we expect it to or the way that we want it to, we don't recognize it. So if you have a partner who, if you're clear with him or her and you say to them, I need you to watch the kids and keep them quiet while I'm doing this video, and they do that, that's support. Now, they might not travel to conferences with you like you ask them to. That's my husband. I ask him all the time. I go to conferences in beautiful locations. Babe, come with me. I have a free room. All we have to do is pay for your airfare. He doesn't want to come. So he doesn't want to be around my industry folks and all the screaming and, I'm excited to see you. Like, that doesn't excite him. So I get it. He doesn't support me in that way. But how he does support me is when I go away, he makes sure our kids, and yes, I know that this is his job. They are his children also. However, I can assure you that as someone who has been like a real, for real, for real single mom, but also, you know, a mom who wasn't single, like who was booed up and had to take care of two kids on my own. Like, it's not easy. It's not easy, especially for somebody, one of the partners, to be away for days at a time and for you to have to figure out work and getting the kids to school and getting them dressed and clean and fed and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's not easy. And my husband, he does that. That's the way that he supports me, so that when I'm away, I'm not trying to figure out how to get the kids here and there or worrying whether or not what they need is being taken care of. I know that it is because that's how he supports me. My in-laws are the same way. There are plenty of times before we moved into our house that I use their home for events for my blog, that I use their home. I still use their home a lot of times for pictures because they just have amazing light. And also my mother-in-law's house is always clean. So I use their house a lot for photo shoots and things like that. And, you know, like, they don't know why I'm doing it most of the time, but they let me do it, you know, without any questions. It's like, oh, you're having a party in the backyard? Cool. Oh, you're taking pictures in our bedroom? Cool. You know, they never ask any questions. They are always really open and just available for me to lean on when I need it. And so I want to ask you guys, are you recognizing the support that people are giving you when your kids are waiting to eat the cookies until you take a picture before they eat it? They have to wait for you to take a picture and they're waiting patiently or even impatiently. They're waiting before you take their picture. That's support. You know, when you go out with your friends and you're doing video and, you know, they're trying to have a conversation and your head is in your phone because you're uploading something to Instagram, that's support. And they're not getting mad at you. That is support, you guys. So just make sure that you're acknowledging that. I do want to leave you with a tip to make sure that you are receiving the support that you need is to ask for the support that you need. Be very overt. Don't beat around the bush. Don't assume that people know what it is exactly that they want, that you want them to do. You need to tell them. If you're working on a video and you need the kids quiet and you need 30 minutes, then that's exactly what you say. Babe, I'm working on this video. I'm getting paid for it. It's very important to me. I need you to keep the kids quiet. can you please take them outside? Or can you please take them in the basement? Or can you please take them to McDonald's out of my house? Whatever it is that you need, you have to be very intentional about asking people. All right. Before your friends come over your house for a sponsored campaign party, let them know, guys, I want you guys to come over. We're going to have a good time. When you first get here, I'm going to have to take a bunch of pictures. All right. So I'm going to be asking you to move this way and smile that way. Like, just set the expectation from the door for what you need from people. And if they are really your loved one, they are really your friends, they will support you in that. All right. Well, if you need a support system, a community of folks who understand what it means to be an entrepreneur, we would love to have you in the Courage to Earn group, bit.ly/Courage to Earn group. I will see you in there. Have a good day.